Walking through bruised streets, splattered with human remains, what remains of Tommy after his family's genocide? Sarah, Sue, Gloria, and Jim also survived. No one can look at Jim and pretend they don't see our guilt reflecting in his eyes. Gloria and Sue are faking strong, and the governor will tote them around to ease our guilt, but no one can get it out of our minds. That Sarah won't pick dewberries anymore, and Tommy has no family to cry with. In a small-town massacre, the bullets hit everyone, but the worst was the ones in the church. How gently they talk, how quickly they step, what words make them lose their breath, becomes the town's biggest research. For pity's purpose, everyone loves to look at them, loves to cry looking at them, dissecting their every movement, this one's strong, that one's weak, looking at them. Everyone wondering which of them will be next to die. Who will be found in that old church, their last prayer and feet just hanging in the breeze. When we catch them walking through the streets, the town peeks at them through shameful blinds. Paralyzed with sympathy, antagonized by impotence in Congress and in ourselves. No one says anything to them louder than their name, afraid the words might come out banging like a bullet. Everyone speaks to them, end to end. Not a person could stomach seeing them search the silence for gunmen. And we bleed just looking at them as they look at the ground. No, and there's nothing for them to look forward for. Nothing for them to look up to. No, and the sun won't shine today, and we can't promise it tomorrow. None of us with the courage to give them the lie.